We welcome you back, Eagles 360. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro now joined by the Hall of Famer and the radio analyst, of course. For how many years is it again?
This 21? Is 21.
21 years, yes. Mike Quick with me. Before we talk about all of this, all of these celebrations in the end zone, yes. I happen to love. I know you were a theatrical guy when you played. Do you like it?
Nope, I love it.
Okay, good.
I do. And the more creative, the more I like it. I thought the home run thing, I thought it was very creative, and I liked it.
For a wide receiver group that, Mike, I mean, talk about the improvement. You want to talk about one group that's improved the most on this football team.
Yeah.
It very well could be the wide receivers.
Well, for a lot of reasons. You know, you bring in the two guys, and they're really like the leading men on the wide receiving core now. And I think it gives Nelson Aguilar time to breathe. And now he plays a lot better. He's very efficient. They threw the ball to him 5 times, 4 catches he had in last week's game. The wide receiver core in general has really improved and helped this offense tremendously.
Let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule because it's an interesting one. Presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFLTicketExchange.com. Now, Mike, the tough part of playing on Thursday night is that you have a short week. The benefit is that you've got a long time to go before that Monday night game against Washington.
The tough part is what you have to get over, and that's just being just finished a game, and you really need more than the 48 hours that they have to turn around and then get on a plane, fly down to Carolina, play against the Carolina Panthers. I think it's a tough thing, and it's a tough opponent. You got 2 4-1 teams. Boy, I'd much rather see this on a long week rather than this accelerated week where you have to get ready for a Thursday night. But they're under the same type of restraints that the Eagles are under.
Sure.
So they just have to prepare, get ready to go down there and win a ball game.
And what's beautiful is that after this game, as you see, it's Washington at home.
Yes.
It's San Francisco at home. It's Denver at home. It's an opportunity for the first place Philadelphia Eagles to solidify their lead in the East.
Well, and the other nice thing about it is that after the Carolina game, they've got 11 days mm-hmm. to prepare to relax their bodies. It's a mini bye week almost. Relax their bodies and get ready for that stretch that you talked about of home games. And that's going to be a lot of fun.
And that is our look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. All right, let's take a look at this Carolina Panthers team presented by Whip Flea. Our first look at the Panthers, 4-1 team, 2 impressive road wins at New England, at Detroit. A lot of questions about Cam Newton. Mike, we'll start there. Is Cam Newton all the way back?
I think he is. You know, early in the season, he wasn't playing like the Cam of old. He had off-season surgery, and it took him a while to come back. But over the past couple of games, he looks like the Cam when Cam was the MVP. And Mike Shula, the offensive coordinator, starting to incorporate all of Cam's assets, his ability to run. They're throwing the ball on the outside to those huge targets. And then last week, the tight end. You know, they lost Greg Olsen to injury. He's on injured reserve. But Ed Dixon, he had a great game last week. And so now they've got the tight end play. They've got Cam and all these different dynamics of the way they attack offensively. That's a good football team.
So if you're Jim Schwartz and you come up with wrinkles as Jim Schwartz does, you want to mix it up, I guess, against Cam. You want to keep him in the pocket. Don't let him break things.
Yeah.
So what do you mush rush him? Do you spy him? What's your approach?
I'm glad I don't have that job.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a tough task. They have so many dimensions to their offense. Jonathan Stewart's not running the ball that well, so their run game is not really there. But when you have Cam and he can fake the run and he keeps it, or he can fake the run and then pass the football, it just adds a lot to their offense. So I think it's a tough task to figure out exactly how you're going to go about stopping that offense.
They have big receivers, as you mentioned, Kelvin Benjamin, Devin Funchess. I actually like the matchup because I think the Eagles, bigger bodies with Jalen Mills, with Rasul Douglas, I think they match up on the outside.
I like that too. I like the matchup. I don't think it's that you've got such a big mismatch. I would fear more quick twitch receivers that are in and out of cuts real fast and guys that are super speed guys like they've seen in the past couple of weeks. These guys are big. They go up and play the ball like basketball players and try and win the 50-50 ball, but I don't worry about them so much.
Their leading receiver, rookie,
yes,
Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. Now, we all know how explosive he is, 27 catches. Has not done it in the run game. And has been limited a bit here, learning through the first month plus of this season. But he is a difficult matchup. Do you keep a nickel cornerback on the field? How do you approach Christian McCaffrey? Do you look at him as a running back or as a wide receiver?
So I think the Eagles have done such a nice job this season in their sub-packages, bringing in Patrick Robinson and different guys that they're utilizing in those sub-packages to take that inside receiver or take that back out of the backfield. Jim Schwartz has been, to me, just outstanding in his attack, his approach to taking away strengths of offenses. So I'm expecting the same thing against Carolina. Yes, that's the guy that they love to throw the ball to out of the backfield. He has one touchdown to this point, and it was on a shovel pass last week, but he hasn't really hurt teams. You know, he's caught some balls, but he hasn't really hurt teams yet. The big fear, the big guy you have to worry about is their big guy, and that's Cam Newton.
And that's the guy who has the football all the time. And so so we'll figure out. Jim will come up with something really good, like he did the other day when they, in third down and long, four-man rush, the rest at prevent. I just love that look. I don't think I've ever seen that look. Seven guys back at the first down stick.
And there are lots of little things that are happening inside of that defense that really go unnoticed. But he comes up with a lot of great schemes. Like he put the defensive tackle on the center last week and made it difficult for the center to help out on either side. And they just attacked the quarterback, Carson Palmer, and just made it. He had to get the ball out fast, and the secondary knew that. So they were able to jump routes. It was, to me, a very smart game plan.
Can you do that on a short week?
I think it's a short week, but the strategy was already put in. Okay. They've already planned for Carolina and what they're going to do against Carolina. There may be some tweaking involved, but before the week even ended, they had already worked on Carolina weeks ago, making sure that they have a strategy put in for the Panthers.
On the other side of the football, Mike, the Eagles' offense has been so dynamic. We saw the explosiveness Sunday against Arizona. They continue to run the football. Now, in this one, Carolina's defensive strength is the run. They aren't quite as good against the pass. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you kind of go with what you did against Arizona? Throw first and run later?
I think you have to continue to run the ball. Carolina has a 17th-ranked defense versus the run in the National Football League. You can run the ball against that defense. They will rotate their big guys up front. They've got three really, like, beefy guys that'll will take up space. The key is blocking Luke Kuechly. So Kuechly, in the first five games of the season, hasn't looked as sharp as he's looked in the past, but he's still Luke Kuechly. He's still the guy that's going to get to the football. So they have to be able to get a hat on him at all times. But I'm not so impressed with their scheme defensively. And I just believe that the way this team right now is running the football, you have to stick with that.
Early season game here. Fun. On the road. Prime time. Let's go
I
get
like
them.
It.
Let's go get them.
I like
them.
It.
That's our first look at the Carolina Panthers presented by Whip Flea. More to get to here on Eagles 360, including when we return our progress report on the aforementioned Nelson Agholor, Eagles wide receiver. What a turnaround for him. Ike Reese, Mike Quick, break it down in the progress report.